Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the new city administrator for the city of Jamestown, Sarah Hellickson, joining us. And Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you for inviting me, Warren.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Going on, and I think this is your second month now in the position?
Yes, it is. Right? I started late February.
Late February. So we're excited to talk to Sarah today, get to know more about her and questions that people may have, where they can go to contact Sarah, how they can get a hold of Sarah, and things maybe going on within the city right now. So I think first to start, Sarah, as far as the city administrator job, have you had experience working in city administration before?
I worked for the City of St. Louis Park administering a transit program, a fleet of 43 buses, and writing and administering or managing contracts. Okay. I also managed a solid waste program for the City of Plymouth and wrote contracts and managed the contracts and the operation and maintenance of those contracts.
Okay.
And I worked for the City of St. Louis Park doing emergency management, safety, and solid waste for that city, and environmental education. And then I worked for the state of North Dakota in jobs service. So that wasn't city, but it was more administration on the business services side.
Awesome. So you've kind of been, you've had a touch of different experience from many different areas. Originally from Minnesota or from North Dakota?
Originally from neither, but I did.
Really?
But I did graduate from high school in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, and I went to the University of North Dakota.
Okay, awesome.
And I worked for the City of Grand Forks too.
Awesome. So a lot of experience, which is very exciting to hear that we have now in the city of Jamestown. So Sarah Hellickson, again, new city administrator in Jamestown, joining us on Let's Talk About It. So Sarah, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing as city administrator. I know like only a few weeks in, but very busy, it sounds like it.
Right. It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks. Right now, very much concentrating on the budget and the 2019 budget. And that's what all the department heads are concentrating on. The state moved up the deadlines a couple of months. So we're all scrambling to get our 2019 budgets a little bit early to the city council. Also working to streamline a few things or find any inefficiencies in our programming and our facilities, our fleets, our departments. The staff is very streamlined already. We're very low on staff and they work very, very hard at what they do. But if you've been in any position or even in your home, mm-hmm. you know, if you've been anywhere for a long time, sometimes you don't see what you don't see.
For sure.
So someone new coming in is always always has an easier time doing that. So I need to do that before I'm one of the people who doesn't see it either. So I'm working on that as
awesome,
well.
Awesome.
And then getting to know everyone and
for
what
sure.
they're doing.
Excellent. So, I mean, with any new position, that's got to be how it is. It's exactly how you say. And of course, filling in for retired Jeff Fuchs, 40 years experience with that. But I'm sure he's helping you along the way with some certain things too.
Yep. Jeff was there for half days for all of March. And mm-hmm. actually Jeff stopped in yesterday. And whenever he stops in, I grab him as quickly as I can to
right.
ask a few questions. And Jeff has been extremely helpful in the transition. Of course, very knowledgeable and very, very good at his job. So left a lot of direction and a very good, very well-run budget and a very well-run organization. So people, I think he's well-respected and there isn't a lot to worry about there. So that's that's not the problem. It's
right.
just a steep learning curve.
So. I hear you. I would like to go over briefly, Sarah, if you don't mind, you know, if individuals have questions for an administrator, you're there at the city hall. If individuals have questions, kind of what are some of the things that you as an administrator will be covering and what are more the questions that would be needed to ask to you, I guess?
I guess a lot of the questions that that end up coming to me are more of the overall the big picture view or the bird's eye view of what's going on or where are we going. The daily operations should be staying with the people who are running the daily operations. sometimes I receive disputes from residents or business owners or any glitches that come up, and I suspect that that Jeff, the former city administrator, received the same thing, or any oddity, anything that's not something that usually happens even in an annual running of the city.
Okay.
So those are things that I'm trying to document, and
for sure,
we're creating policies or procedures for certain things. And whether or not we think it's going to happen again, at least we document how a city should react to that. But when there are questions of, what direction are we moving in, or that's for the city council and the mayor to decide.
For
and
sure.
I'm trying to get it, working with economic development organizations and the Chamber of Commerce, and then I'm meeting people at the university and the hospital and the other organizations to learn how everything fits in and how the city fits into that, and what the city can do to provide services and help to help the city
run,
move forward.
And, yeah.
Well, not just run, but yeah, move forward and really shine.
Awesome. Very good. Sarah Hellickson again, new city administrator for the city of Jamestown, joining us on Let's Talk. And Sarah, I would like to go over some of the things that are currently going on in the city of Jamestown. Very busy again in these first few weeks, and with recycling and garbage collection. I know that you've kind of taken the helm on that and have helped lead the way with several, informational releases and everything. And also citywide cleanup. Those are a couple of things that the city has going on right now, right?
Right. And our staff, of course, that would run with or without me. Our staff knows exactly what to do on that.
Awesome.
We have people at City Hall who can answer any questions on the citywide cleanup, and Roger and his crew out at the Baylor in the landfill. But that happens April 30th through
May 3rd. It's that first week of May.
That first week of May, yeah, which begins on April 30th. And we just ask that people put their items on the street in front of their residential homes,
okay,
so that the loader can scrape it off the street. If you put it on your lawn, then your lawn will be scraped off with the items.
Yeah.
So, and that's the reason for putting it on the street. And we know that interferes with parking for some people sometimes. So we just,
right,
we'd rather it be on the street just for the one day that it's picked up in front of your house.
Right.
And then that's also the week that we're returning to alley collection of garbage and recycling for those people who have alleys. And we kept them out of the alley for part of March and all of April because the trucks are so heavy that they were actually creating problems in the alley, which,
yeah,
would mean the alleys would have to be regraded or replaced. And that cost is assessed to those property owners. And so we're just trying to save the city and the property owners some money by keeping the trucks out of the alleys for a couple of weeks.
For sure. So individuals who participated in alleyway pickup, they will be able to resume doing so April 30th when that date rolls around. Sarah, if anybody has questions about citywide cleanup or anything like that, they can contact the City Hall, right?
Right. City Hall number is 252-5900.
Perfect.
And whomever answers the phone should be able to answer the question. Otherwise, go to jamestownnd.org.
Okay.
And you can find citywide cleanup on the front page of the website.
Yeah, that new redesigned website, very easy to go through, and all the information can be found there as well. Sarah, anything else you wanted to add about being the city administrator, or anything else you wanted to add to the interview in general?
Well, I know that we have some events coming up this summer that'll be great, and it's not necessarily a city event, but the city's always supportive of events going on, and
very,
I know,
much,
our mayor is very supportive. But we have that the market's going on Thursdays,
oh, yes,
beginning at 5, and other events downtown, and the city very much supports people participating in those. And then we've been working with economic development, the chamber, and the other organizations in the community to write grants and apply for grants at the state level and private grants to support more business development in our community, and that we hope that others in the community support that effort as well.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.